Vav Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4, and more on what happens if you violate your rental contract. So the Mishnah here says, HaSocher Sapara Lacharosh Bahar V'Charash Bebeka. One rented a cow to plow, and with the rental of the cow would come the rent, the plowing equipment, like the plow that goes behind the cow, as well as the plow share, that's like sort of the piece of metal which cuts into the ground. And as well, so the Gemara would even get two workers to come with it to operate the equipment. So you rent it, but your condition is that you're going to be doing the plowing bahar, in the mountain. Mountains are rugged, they're craggy, they're rocky, and therefore they're more prone to create damage to the plow and plowshare. V'charash bebika, and then even though you said you're going to do plowing in the mountain, you ended up plowing in the valley. Valleys are softer, less rugged, and therefore less hard on the plowing equipment. Im nishbar hakankan, if the plowshare, the piece of metal which digs into the ground, if it breaks, pater. The renter is exempt. Even though he said he's going to be plowing in the mountain, that's like, you know, hard on the plowshare. So if he only plowed in the valley and it broke over there, so for sure I'd be exempt. There's a side point here, which is the people operating the plow, if they were negligent, they'd be responsible, and they'd have to pay, you know, the owner of the plow equipment directly. That's a side point. Babika, if on the other hand, the agreement was that the plowing would happen in the bika, in the valley, v'charash bahar, and nevertheless, in violation of the agreement, the person who rented the cow and the plow goes and plows in mountainous terrain, which is more rocky, harder, less rain, more damaging on the plow. Im nishbar hakankan, if over there, up in the mountain, the plowshare breaks, chayav, then the renter is obligated to make restitution because he wasn't supposed to be plowing in such harsh conditions. That's part one. Part two of the Mishnah. Ladush bekitnios. A person rents a cow and he says he's planning on threshing beans. Now, the idea is, in our Mishnah, that beans are pretty moist when you thresh them. Threshing is when you basically take a cow, it's going to walk in a circle, a big circle, and it's going to drag behind it like a board, let's call it, that drags over the beans or the grain, and it's going to separate the kernel that you want to eat from like the chaff on the outside or the hull on the outside of the bean or the wheat, etc. That's called threshing. And beans are relatively moist and therefore quite slippery, at least compared to other kinds of grain, which is dried out first in the sun before you do the threshing. Therefore, it's dry and less slippery. So if you rented the cow, Ladush bekitnis, and it was the agreement was you're going to use the cow for threshing in beans, the slippery beans, Vadash betavua, and then you end up threshing not just beans but also or separately you thresh instead grain is dry, not slippery, and then the cow slips and gets hurt on the grain, potter, you the renter are exempt because it's not your fault the cow slipped. If it's prone to slipping, it would have slipped even more if you're threshing slippery beans. But ladush betavua, if the agreement was you're going to be threshing grain, which is dry, not slippery, v'dash bekitnis, and then you end up in violation threshing the beans, and the cow slips and gets hurt or dies, whatever, then chayev, then the renter is obligated to make restitution, mipnei shehakitnis machalekes, because beans are slippery.